Hello?
Hi, this is Danae Henry. I'm calling in reference of my son, Sean Matt. Is this Family First?
Yes, let me see if I can pull him up.
Okay. Yeah,
Just
you
bear with
guys
me.
just called me.
Sean. Let me see. Yes, thank you for reaching back out to me. So, who are you in regards to the patient?
Yes, because he can't have like normal conversations. He can't really comprehend. So, I'm his mom. So basically,
Okay.
if anybody needs to talk to me, talk to him, they talk through me.
Alrighty, that's fine. Again, I'm his enrollment coordinator down at the agency, so I'll be
Okay.
helping you guys out, walking you through the enrollment process. As long as we have, a communication, we're able to reach you, this can go fairly fast, okay?
Okay.
So the first step in the process, I'm not sure what they told you on the intake call, but he has to go through a series of assessments. The first assessment has to be done with the independent enrollment broker. Once that's done, he has to send in a doctor's note, which we help you get fairly fast.
Okay, yep, did that. Did both of them. Yep.
Yep, okay. And now the county assistant should be reaching out after that. I'm sorry, the area and
Okay.
aging then reaches out, then the county. So tell me, what do you know about this? Any questions about the process? Have you started the process? What's going on?
Yeah, so I already started the process already. I already went to his doctor. She already saw they, 'cause they gave me they mailed forms to me first. So with the forms came with the evaluation, which they said they can do that at his school, that the state made it possible that they can come out and they can do all their evaluations and assessment testings at where he resides at. And it's not school, but it's more like an adult program for autism kids. So that's exactly where he is. He's 20 right now, so I hand him both the paperwork. The test, he just got the test done. I'm gonna probably say like last week, so they're probably trying to put everything in order, and that way they'll send it back out to you guys because they already informed me that, I got together all his IEPs, and they was just saying that they're gonna put everything, process everything, and I guess send it back to you guys pretty much. So that's as
Okay.
far as I got the paperwork they sent me. I filled everything out and handed it back over.
Okay.
So that's pretty much all I got.
First off, did you have the independent enrollment broker with Maximus? Did the
And
patient have the assessment with them?
yes, they said that they were
When was
going
that?
to at his where his program that he's at. Now that's on Lime Street.
No,
Let
wait.
me see.
I have to just ask you a couple of questions, and I need you to answer me very straightly. So, they said they're going to come down to him. Have they come down yet?
Yes, it's already been done. His
When was
teacher
that?
already called me back. It was last week. If you really want to know, I can hang up and I can call her, or I can call her on three-way, and you can talk to her more about it because she knows exactly when they came, when they did the
Okay.
testing. She knows all of that.
So I'm not going to do that. I want you to take down, I need you to get some information from me, okay?
Okay.
I need you to find out if it was the independent enrollment broker who came down, and if it was, when.
All right, let me get a pen and piece of paper so I can write this down. Me get
Does
some
he stay there
paper.
overnight?
Did
Is
he
it like a
stay with?
program? I'm trying to understand where the
No,
patient.
he doesn't stay there overnight. So Sean's 20, so they had after he reaches the levels of, 'cause he's supposed to have been graduated, but being so he has the autism, they have an extended program which is called the apartment program, which teaches them life skills. So that's where he is right now, but he only has one more year to be there 'cause it stops at 21. He'll be 21 December 1st. I mean, he'll be 21 December 15th. And then that's when from a mutual friend, they told me about this program because, Sean, he still can't do anything. Like, he still can't cook on his own, can't wash up that good. So they were telling me about this program, which is you guys and how
Okay.
how you can be their
Well,
caregiver and stuff like that. Let's see.
this is a state program.
Okay.
Okay? I have to see if, if he's very young. I'm not sure if he's going to be eligible.
Oh, they said when he's 21, so that way we can process. Is 21 still too young?
I'm finding out. I think he may be too young, and then I would just put this case on hold and reach back out to you when he's 21. Especially if he's getting assistance now, it's like very not likely that they're going to go ahead and apply it to him.
So when you say assistance, what does assistance mean? Because we don't get no food stamps. He's on the medical, and that's about it. So when you say assistance, what you mean?
Assistance is he would be able to essentially choose someone to be his caregiver, and then they would be paid for helping him out. Let's say a neighbor, friend, he gets certain hours approved. You can clock in for those hours and get paid. That's
okay,
the services.
Right.
If he doesn't have a person, we can get him a person. We have people on, you know, who work and do this stuff, caregivers.
Right. Okay, so it's going to be me. But what I'm saying is, as far as they were telling me that he's 20, being so he's 20, by the time everything is processed, he'll be 21, so that's good that his birthday is next month because he'll be 21. So they were saying, you know, why him being young right now, everything could be processed and everything like that. So that way, when he turns 21, you know, we can just go from, you know, just go from there. It'd be easier. So everything right now is in the process area until he reaches 21, and then they can, you know, then I talked to prior people before. I talked to someone else before that was in the program. I forgot his name when he was telling me, but he was telling me that's good that he'll be 21 next month because he'll qualify for the services and stuff like that. But right now, with him being 20, he don't qualify. But while everything is processing, by the time, you know, his birthday comes, then it'd be an easier flow. Then everything would already be processed already. That's what he had told me.
Okay. Do you mind finding out for me when the independent enrollment broker assessment was and if
all
they
right,
sent
so
out a doctor's form? IEB for short.
Okay. Okay, so you just want to find out when did the end, and let me see, independent report. Okay, and what else? Was that it?
And find out if the doctor form was filled out or.
Yes,
and if
it was.
Area,
I filled it out.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And is the area and aging assessment completed?
I'm sorry, and what was that called? The aging assessment?
Area and aging, health of area and aging assessment was completed.
Area aging assessment. Okay, completed. All right, so I can call, and then I'll call you right back at this number.
Okay, thank you. All right, extension 119, okay?
Extension 119, yes. Thank you.
Alrighty. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.